I know Mike was talking about hunting, you know, and he's pretty knowledgeable about hunting. And I'm sure there's customers out there that may have an interest in hunting too. And so he could provide value to customers by his knowledge of hunting and those sorts of things. So we'll talk about how we can provide these different kinds of values. And sometimes customers don't even understand or realize the value we're providing. So we have to find a way to enlighten them about the value that we provide. Then we'll talk about starting a sale in section four. What's the first aspect? How do we go about beginning a sale? Let's move over now to page three. We'll talk about closing. There's two different kinds of closings. You know, sometimes I come into a group like this and I ask the folks what their expectations are, and often people will say, well, show me how to close. As though there were a way to close someone. You know, we're going to, okay, I'm going to put you in this box over here and I'm going to close you, you know. The term close has relevance in my view, and I've spent a huge amount of time thinking about closing. What does that mean? And I've come to a conclusion that there are two different kinds of closings. There's activity closings, which are very simple, and I can have an activity close simply by saying, well, Rob, you know, thank you for taking the time to see me, and would it be all right if I stop back and see you in a couple of weeks? And Rob says yes. And that's an activity close. But in terms of closing accounts, as we know them, this is a process. And so we've got some techniques that you can use to close an account in the true sense of the word. And it's over some period of time, and we'll get into that in a lengthy way here as we go down the road. If I get to the end of that today, I'll be pretty happy. That's where I'd like to get today. And then tomorrow, I'm going to start off with some information about distribution. When I was out in the field, even though I had an MBA when I was out in the field, I really didn't have a good understanding of how distributors made money. You know, now I look back and I think, God, it's so fundamental and simple. So maybe some of you feel that way too. So we're going to have a little Mitchell financial session on distribution, how they make money, how they lose money, and other things associated with dealing with distributors. Some of you in your surveys said you wanted to get some insights into how to motivate your distributors. If you can put this in their pocket, you can motivate them, that's for sure. So we'll talk, so we will spend tomorrow morning, we get here, start off with this little bonus material section on distribution, and some other little tidbits of information that I've kind of found here or there over a lifetime, and I'll throw those up on the board and they're in your book as well. And then we'll talk about selling in a down market. Boy, I'll tell you, you know, I keep reading all this stuff about how great the economy is and how great the global situation is, and we're breaking records on all the stock indexes and so on and so forth. But boy, I look around in the Michigan area and I just say, oh my God, it's pretty tough here in the Michigan area. So maybe you're in a market, and I know we got some guys from Ohio, and Ohio's got some problems down there too. We'll talk about some techniques that you can use in a down market. They work in an up market too. Then the public speaking is the next section, and in that, and you might think about this a little this evening, and maybe put together, you know, some ideas. And you could look forward in the book to that section. We're going to ask you to utilize the principles that are in the book on public speaking. And we're going to have each of you come up to the front and do your little spiel to the rest of the group. So we're going to try to help you be better at public speaking. And I could see Earl's an expert. You probably won't even have to do this tomorrow. And I didn't mean to be rude to you in cutting you off a little bit there, but the idea is, you know, somebody in this room, I'll guess, because it would have been me if I were your age and in the same situation many, many years ago. Oh my God, I got to come up in front of the group tomorrow. And then I'd start freaking out. I'd get all worried and all upset and everything else. I'd spend more time being worried about it than thinking, hey, this is a great opportunity. I'm going to be comfortable. I love these guys. They love me and that sort of thing. So we want to get you as a salesperson a little more comfortable in front of an audience. Let me tell you, everybody in this room is going to be nervous about standing up here in front of the group and telling a little bit about themselves. So you're not alone. But we're going to provide some techniques to help you be a little better at it. And starting right now, you can start to feel comfortable. Don't be freaking out on the thing, because that will make it harder for you tomorrow. So we're going to have this little thing tomorrow, give you a little opportunity to come up and utilize some techniques in here, and then tell us a little bit more about yourselves.